And welcome to GBBO Bake Off Bake Down, the unofficial Great British Bake Off podcast. I'm your host, Kira, and on this podcast, we are going to break down or bake down every episode of the Great British Bake Off. Things might get a little technical, but hopefully in the end, it'll be a showstopper. On your marks, get set, podcast. Hello, and welcome to episode 10 of season 12, GBBO Bake Off, Bake Down with me, Kira. It is the final. We're going to get into it. I didn't see the skit at the start because, you know, I watch it straight away and my computer TV doesn't record it. But hey, I'm sorry about that. We go straight into it. And when it starts up, after the credits, I didn't even see a recap or anything. After the little cake at the start, it starts and there is an air of tension. There's a little bit of silence going on. We hear Noel say it's the 2021 final, and for the first time ever, all three of the contestants have got two Hollywood handshakes. They talked about the handshakes before the Star Bakers, so I don't know how a random arbitrary handshake can carry more weight than a Star Baker, but I don't know, it seems to do. And Giuseppe, Christelle and Chiggs, we get to hear a little bit about all their strengths. Giuseppe's strengths are elegant precision, his Italian flavours, and his standard of baking. Well, He says, I'm going to look at this as a standard baking day. Christelle, about her strengths, she produces some of the most beautiful bakes. Her Goan family recipes, and she's peaking at just the right time, but she hasn't won a technical yet, they mention. And Chiggs is, of course, the least experienced. We can't stop mentioning about that. But you wouldn't know it by looking at his bakes. Of course you wouldn't. And I was reminded by it when they were going back over them about the pool table. That was a cool one now. I forgot about that one altogether. And they say his last few bakes in the last few weeks have been amongst the best in the competition. Now, they are said to be starting the signature, and I see the bowls of carrots, and I'm thinking, what's it going to be? That's curious. There's Noel and Matt say congratulations for getting this far. It's the final. And Paul and Prue, for their signature, are looking for some exquisitely decorated carrot cake. Yes. And the judges say that Bugs Bunny is going to be a guest judge and Yosemite Sam is going to give him a lift, and that's all, folks, and everything. And that was really nostalgic for me. I used to always watch Looney Tunes every Saturday. Tasmanian Devil, Bugs Bunny, and oh my God, I love Looney Tunes. I don't know if that's what I'm referencing as the right thing. But yeah, it doesn't hold up though. Some things just don't hold up from the past, but I love classic cartoons. Haven't watched them in years though, so yeah. But anyway, Christelle is saying that she's not going to think about it. She's just going to go for it. Chiggs says he's not a big fan of carrot cake, but he's going to give it a shot. Prue is talking about how this could be thought of as a simple bake. They've 2.25 hours, but they have to keep in mind that the carrot cake has cream cheese and they cannot put cream cheese on a hot bake. And Paul says, if you make one error, it could cost you the title, which is very, very true. Giuseppe is making what he's calling a torta Camilla. I don't think they explained what that was, but or maybe they did. It was named after maybe a family member, which is using the flavors of fig and walnut. And Paul loves the idea of the fig and the walnut. Christelle is making her bake with cardamom, orange, pistachio praline and mascarpone icing. It sounds amazing. Noel is talking about how if his kid liked carrot cake rather than chocolate cake, he would push him into a ditch. And Christelle's saying, no, what are you saying? Chiggs is making some small carrots that he saw on YouTube the other night, he says. And they're asking him how much carrots Chiggs is using for his cake batter. And he says 900 grams. And they say that's a lot. And you can hear by the musical cues, there's what we call in Drag Race, a shady shing. It's kind of a shing. Why are you using that much carrots? Could that come back to haunt him? Giuseppe is also using some interesting techniques. Instead of baking the layers separately, Giuseppe is doing one big cake and cutting that into 3 layers. Very risky. They're putting on the scary music for that as well. very risky, could go wrong, but spoiler alert, it goes okay. Chiggs is using pineapple flavour for his jam. He's using pineapples. He says he loves pineapples. And yeah, the picture, the illustration that they did of Chiggs cake looked really, really good. So we'll see how it turns out. He said, Matt comes up to him and he says, this time last year you weren't baking. And then Chiggs is like, well, no, this time last year I was. And he goes, ah, that's a bit disappointing. That line is ruined now. So I think they changed it to 18 months. And he's just like, it's ruined now. So the three final contestants get a video message from their family members. Chiggs' mum, Jayati, is giving him a message. And we hear about Chiggs' childhood when his dad passed away when Chiggs was 12 years old. And he has really used that as an inspiration to take every opportunity he gets. And there's a little cute message from his nephew, Emil, as well. Giuseppe is making the fig jam, and he says that's a real family jam. And he kind of talks a little bit about his family and how there's all the discussions in the family all based around dessert and what's being baked. And, you know, his dad, Cosimo, was an amazing baker, and talking about growing up on the west coast of central Italy. And he really didn't want the tradition to die. So that's why he really carried on his father's talent for baking, which is really inspirational. And then we see a lovely message from his dad, and he's saying, forte, 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 big hug he wants to send. It was just absolutely amazing. And Giuseppe says he's surprised that he managed to do that, and that he said he was better than him. The dad actually said, you've surpassed me, in Italian. And like his I knew that, you know, Giuseppe had talked about his dad being an amazing baker in the past. But yeah, absolutely unbelievable, like really, really good. And there was a picture of a ship made, and he said, look, the showstoppers would have been out this world from his days of baking. So he's making his fig and walnut jam, which is his great aunt's recipe. Christelle gets a video message from her mum and dad and her two sisters and her auntie. And she talks a little bit about being in school and her turning points in life, which is interesting. And when she was in school, she was called a class clown and the teachers hated her, she said. And her parents said to her, look, you have to sort your life out. That was the first turning point. And, you know, she focused on, you know, we see some pictures of her graduating and stuff like that. Her second turning point, she said, is this. This is her her second turning point in life. And it surely is. And can see, like, she's been an amazing contestant so far. In the video, her sister looked really like her. I was like, is that her in the video herself? Her mom says about how her granddad would be really proud of her, and they said they're the proudest family in the world. And also shout out to her auntie, who looks really glam. She looks really cool. So there's a little voiceover that says they've been 2 months without their family. So although 10 weeks, questioning how you can fit 10 weeks of filming into 2 months. A little something going on there, a little rushing going on. Anyway, I'll say no more. Giuseppe is looking in at his bake, and yeah, there's a little bit of tension because obviously he has one big bake. He's got a jacket on it, a weird like jacket thing on the cake case. Never seen it before, but very cool. Probably would be quite handy. We have a little cutaway to Matt and Noel about to kiss, or, you know, messing around. Don't know what you thought of that. It was pretty funny. So it has to cool down. The carrot cake does have to cool down so that there's not a collapse and everything goes well with all the icing or the cream cheese. So Chiggs is making his baby carrots, and he's making them smaller, and he's going to cut them in half, then he's cutting them in quarters, then he's cutting them up. And Matt is like, you can't cut them anymore. They'll be invisible to the naked eye. And Chiggs says, well, we'll know they're there. So just the absolute surrealness of it. I absolutely love it. Sorry if my mic is peaking a little bit. I'm trying to get this mic right. Let me just maybe jiggle around with it a little bit. Okay. apologies if the sound is a bit wrong. Also, last week I sounded so tired. I know. I do be tired. I try and get these done. I do be staying up way past my bedtime to get these done. So carrying on. They're starting to pipe. They're piping really well. Giuseppe's worried his is about to fall to pieces. They have 5 minutes left, and Christelle's telling herself to stay calm. And yeah, hers is leaning a bit. But you know what? It's wonky, but it's done, she says. Giuseppe says his is very warm and this could be a mistake. Chiggs is ready already. He's kind of walking around chilling and the timer hasn't even been up yet. Now, did anyone see the ads? There was an ad for an animated movie called something like DC League of Super Pets. And they referenced the Great British Bake Off in it. The dog was talking. The Great British Bake Off final. Now, it looks like the film isn't coming out until May 2022. Maybe I'll have to ask my class about that. They might know better. There's also an ad for Australian Bake Off, which is coming. Don't know if I'm going to recap that. We'll see if I get into it. I don't know. I wouldn't be that invested. But we'll see. The Australian, I don't know if I've talked about it on this before, but the Australians, they know how to make reality TV. But it is a bit dramatic for me. I prefer English or British. Anyway, it's time for the judging. Christelle. First of all, Paul says he wouldn't have made the carrot cake that high. Prue says it doesn't say carrot cake to her initially by looking at it, but let's cut into it and see. They love the flavour. It is cardamom, pistachio and orange. And yeah, they're happy with it. I think it looks well. Chiggs is judging. His cake is called Take Two. I'm not 100% sure why. They love the pipe work. It's a bit soggy. There's a lot of carrot and that releases the water. You would expect the stodge in the carrot cake, but it's a bit rubbery, says Paul. And finally, Giuseppe, they say his is attractive. The texture is very soft. So it's because the cake was warm when they did all the icing. And Giuseppe, his cream cheese is soaking into the warm cake, creating a soft cake. Time for the technical, and it's the final technical advice of the week. Oh, let's have a look. It's from Paul. He says, you're going to have to use your baking knowledge on this one. We've taken out most of the method. Okay, that's not relevant to everything, but it's pretty self-explanatory. There's only two steps. So the contestants get an absolute shock when they look at the sheet and there's only two steps, one and two. They have to make Belgian buns. And I think Chig says, you taking a mick? You taking a mick? So anyway, it has to include lemon curd and sultanas. And Christelle says, maybe today's my day, because she's feeling confident about this. Prue says it was a bit unkind to give this only two-step procedure. The judges think they might be okay with making the dough, but how will they know what it looks like? Noel gets up on a stool and says, I'm as tall as Giuseppe, and does a weird voice. I never actually thought Giuseppe was really that tall, but I don't know. Obviously, he's taller than he comes across on TV. Giuseppe says he's never made curd before. And Christelle says she made curd this morning. So we can see by the editing that they're trying to show us what's what. Matt asks Giuseppe, have you been to Belgium? And he says, I have a few times. And he says, why? I suppose you have to make jokes like that. I've been to Belgium loads of times myself. It's cool. But yeah, I can get a joke like that. I can laugh. So Christelle says, I don't know what the man wants, which is always the hard thing, how to please Paul. Giuseppe says maybe they're a little bit like cinnamon buns. So all of them have got their dough, they've got all their sultanas. They're actually rolling them up into a roll. And you can see that Christelle's looked the best. She says she's putting in a significant swirl because they've asked for the swirl. So she knows what they're looking for. Chiggs says he's rolled his the wrong way. They're all proving theirs now. And they say, we know we've put it on at 180 degrees. That is part of the info they gave. Noel said he's been on the ceiling eating bugs. He jumps down from the ceiling. They don't know how long to put them in for. Giuseppe says, I'll just leave them until they're golden brown. And he says the tension is palpable. Christelle and Matt are having a bit of a laugh about icing their buns. And, you know, it's a little bit of a lol moment. Chiggs is fanning his with his fan and his seemed to be out first. And Chiggs looks over at Giuseppe and says, his look burnt. I suppose you can't really hold your tongue when you're in the bake-off tent sometimes. And I think Giuseppe goes, is this what Belgian buns should look like? Yeah, his does look burnt. They do. They all look lovely though. Oh, it's currant buns with a glacé cherry. It was kind of making me nostalgic in a sad way for the 90s. I feel like when I grew up in primary school, you'd have your maths books that would say, how many currant buns? 4 currant buns plus 5 currant buns. And I'm a primary teacher now. We wouldn't be using currant buns anymore. I don't think kids know what they are. They looked so nostalgic. I was like, how can I even get a currant bun in this day and age? I don't know. So I'll never get those days back. Time for the judging. First up, it's Christelle's. They say they taste all right and the icing is a little erratic, but they look amazing. They look really well. Second is Chig's. Their comment is it's a bit too chewy and solid and the dough is too thick. Third, they see Giuseppe's. They say they're overbaked massively. They're technically neatly done though. And this is where I start to think, obviously it's a blind bake, but if you looked at them three, you could probably guess who was who. Like, I felt like I could have guessed who was who. They could know. And it's the final, but it's meant to be a blind bake normally. But I suppose when it gets down to three and they're that, you can kind of tell who's done what. So they came in the exact order that they were called out. Third was Giuseppe, second was Chiggs, and first was Christelle. And she says, I cannot believe I've come first in the technical. And Chiggs says he's come second by the skin of his teeth, he says. We're already onto the showstopper. They talk a little bit about Christelle, Giuseppe and Chiggs and what was Giuseppe doing is what they said. And Noel said, I distracted him. And he says, Noel, it's your fault. Paul says that. So they do comment on the progression, especially the progression they've seen with Christelle and, you know, how Chiggs has developed throughout the competition and Giuseppe. And Paul mentions it's going to be a marathon. And the who is it? Out of judges, Matt says, it's called Snickers now. So Snickers used to be called Marathon Bar. I'm sure your parents have told you that if you're 30 years old like me. They have to make a Mad Hatter's tea party display for the showstopper, which includes sweet and savoury treats with four different baking disciplines included. And in, I think Noel says, if it's to be displayed in a Mad Hatter kind of way, which is kind of vague, but anyway, I suppose I do like the Alice in Wonderland theme. It's a brilliant theme. And they're already running around there and they say there's so much to do. Prue is looking for the illusions and the craziness. Yeah. And Paul says he wants them to be very appealing. And if he sees an empty oven, he knows something's gone wrong. Okay, little bit of tension coming with that, with the empty oven, with the oven that didn't turn on. So Chiggs is making a Cheshire Cat cake, plain card jam biscuits, chicken and mushroom pie, something or other, and lemon and lime toadstools. Giuseppe is making orange and fig muffins, asparagus and pea. What is he making? Asparagus and pea, those little shoe buns, dark chocolate and hazelnut cake, the Italian cake thing, and drink me panna cotta, that's mango and passion fruit. And he's making a mushroom brioche tear and share brioche thing. That's going to be his centerpiece. Christelle is making focaccia clock, toadstool biscuits, talking sunflowers, and she says it's all the stuff she enjoys all rolled into one. So if there is any delay, there will be a problem. They have to get their four bakes into the oven and out and decorated. Giuseppe says, excuse me, he doesn't like muffins, but this fig and orange muffin's really nice. Chiggs is making his cake in the design of the Leicester City Football Club, even though he says he doesn't support Leicester. And I think Noel says, you can't say that. Okay, then we get the tension of the day. Giuseppe's oven is switched off, he says. The oven is cold. But then later on, he says he didn't close the door properly. Anyway, either way, if you watched it, you'll know it was kind of like, oh God, you could lose priceless minutes. And he says in Italian, I'm never going to get it to 150 degrees. Christelle is making her curry pies top hats. They look amazing. Giuseppe is moved past his oven issue and he's making panna cotta, which is what he shows in Italy. Italian means cooked cream. I think that Paul is watching Christelle making her focaccia. You can see her kind of, the camera zooms in on her focaccia and then it's just kind of showing her looking over her shoulder, looking at Paul. So that was pretty funny. She's using olive oil, za'atar and garlic. And she says she's going to prove them for a whole hour. Who is making the creme pat? Oh yes, Chiggs is making the creme pat. And Matt says it's Matt. Matt. So they've one bake down and they've still three to go. It looks like they have two worktops each. I don't know if anyone else noticed that, but it makes sense because they had so many elements. They needed that extra workspace. Giuseppe is doing his layers with the chocolate and hazelnut. I thought the camera really zoomed in kind of weirdly there. There's just someone different on camera this week. I don't know. The camera angles were a bit weird. Christelle is proving her focaccia, but she had a dream that she forgot to prove her focaccia clock. Noel, I think he's pretending to be an alien called Mervis the alien, and he's speaking in a weird language. And then Matt says, so who do you think's going to win? And he starts speaking this crazy language. And then he says, oh, really? I didn't know. I thought Jorzino went out in week two. And I was like, oh my God, Jorzino. My South African greyhound owner. Love her. Now, the workshops look very messy. Chiggs is using, he's just flying through all his paper sheets that he's printed out. Noel and Christelle are having a chat about kissing the spatula. And she says, she already guesses. She's like, don't make me kiss that spatula. Goes to Chiggs. Chiggs says, no, I'm not kissing the spatula. But Giuseppe kisses the spatula. And also we see a bit more Italian tonight coming out in the subtitles for Giuseppe. And he says, good grief. How long do I have? Good grief. I can't believe they translated that to good grief. He's decided to add another element at the last minute, adding ginger snaps to his panna cotta, which turns out to be good in the end. But anyway, we'll continue on. Chiggs doesn't get as much airtime. I don't know if he does, but maybe he does. I don't know. He's a fan favorite, though, as we all know. If you're on Bake Off TikTok or anything, but yeah, Chiggs is making his cat. And I mean, to me, the cat design wasn't great. It was like the blue was there, but it was kind of naive looking. And he's like, "I'm making my cat. He, whatever it is." I thought he was very genuine in saying that. And he says, "This is not a Sharpie. It's an edible pen." Just remind me of something my kids would say. It's just like, it's not a Sharpie. Not a Sharpie, by the way. So it's time for assembly. Christelle's looks beautiful. There's a lot of hanging going on with the guys sliding on sticks and stuff like that. Time is up and they all hug and they're all clapping. And Noel says, you kids done a bake-off. It really reminded me of Russell Brand. And I'm trying to remember why Russell Brand and Noel Fielling were together. I know they did the Big Fat Quiz of the Year together, but there's something else. I love old school Russell Brand. I do love his videos. But yeah, that gave me a real blast from past away. He said, you kids done a bake-off. Yeah, they're two of a kind. Right, time for the judges' critiques. Giuseppe, they say it's effective. It's simple, but effective. It was interesting. They say the shoes, they're a bit smaller than they thought for the caterpillar. But anyway, they like the shoe. They like the asparagus pea in it. But Prue says they're soft now. They're all the same texture. So she would like maybe a bit more crispiness to the shoe. The centerpiece, they say it's complicated. It's Italian and the bread is so crispy. And the orange and fig muffins are soft and juicy. The panna cotta, they kind of go over to Giuseppe at this time and he makes the weirdest face. I don't know, it was a really strange like visual moment. But they love the panna cotta. They said it was the perfect texture and they're actually going to finish it, and Prue says she's going to bring some home. So now it's time for Chiggs. He needs some help in holding it and they're kind of going, "Simi, to you." If anyone doesn't know that reference, it's of course the Chuckle Brothers from Chuckle Vision, a kids show in the 90s on BBC. Chuckle Vision. Okay, I'm cringing myself out. Prue says Chiggs is slightly mad and surreal. They are talking about the chicken and mushroom and sweetmeat pies. I don't know what sweetmeat is, but I have heard of it, but I can't put my finger on it. Prue tastes the thyme. They say, yes, it's nice pastry, the thyme and tarragon. They really like the lime and lemon creme pas, the strawberry elderflower and black pepper jam in the biscuits. I love that. And is this our first mention of buttery biscuit? Now that's an old school British meme. Well, not really old school, but I think it's from MasterChef. I say a lot of the base, a lot of buttery biscuit base. Maybe I should put that in the show notes so you can check out what I'm talking about. They like the orange curd. I think Prue mentions that she would like to see a grin on the Cheshire Cat. And he said, yeah, he ran out of time. I think he just didn't have time to be doing that. But they really liked the Cheshire Cat cake. They said it had a delicious sponge, it was not too sweet, and it was a very nice cake. Now, finally, Christelle, she needs help bringing it over. I was actually worried for her and Noel bringing it over. I thought it was going to fall. And they say it's impressive and colourful. They like the nankatais, which are made with brown butter and nuts. The chai sponge with cream cheese frosting, they like that. The hats with the curry, which was made with hot water crisp pastry, they're quite solid, but they have a lovely kick to them. So they say 3 out of 4. They actually say 3 out of 4. And then weirdly, finally, they go for the focaccia. And they say it's not recognisable as a focaccia. It's raw dough. There's no rise on it. And she says, that's really sorry. I'm really sorry. It's really bizarre. So that was a mystery. That was a bit of a cliffhanger for me. I wanted to know what happened. But yeah, she must have been gutted that she got 3 out of 4. And then the fourth, she just, the focaccia, just let her down. Oh no, I thought she was going to win this thing. So they did a little piece to camera. And Giuseppe says he's confused. And he said that everyone had something that did not meet the judge's expectations. And Chig says, yeah, it's been a long 10 weeks, I just want to find out now. Doesn't add up, because we were told they just had 2 months. 10 weeks, they should have said it was over 2 months. Anyway, I'm confused. Now it's time to announce the final. And yet they're at a tea party, and really all their friends and family should be there, but they're not. It's just all the team, probably all the people who work on the show, and maybe the people who work in the hotel where they're at. And they, Matt does do a little shout out and thanks the cleaners, the caterers and the staff at the hotel. So they all look really happy. But we have to see how the judges are going to pick this. They're not too sure. They're all sitting down at the table, the judges and the hosts. And we see the plates. They look great. The three plates with the little example of each four things. And they say, we're going to have another cup of tea or maybe a glass of wine and figure it out. And Prue says, can we come back tomorrow? So you can see they were really thinking about it, and they were hesitant to just jump in and pick who the winner was. So now it's time to announce the final winner. And they bring up the three finalists. And Christelle is standing in the middle and she says, you guys are amazing. And then they announce the winner is Giuseppe. And I kind of went, what? But he is so deserved. He is the fantastic deserved winner. And he is absolutely speechless. And yes, he's the first Italian to win it. Can I mention, there's something going on here with Italy this year. Italy won the Eurovision in May. Maneskin. Italy won the Euros. The soccer. The football. They beat England. And now someone's won the big break off for Italy. Shout out to Italy. There's something going on there. Love it. So, yeah. His reaction. He's looking forward. Giuseppe's looking forward to seeing the reaction from his mum and dad. There's kind of this little guitar music playing. And it's that song, Give a Little Bit of Your Life to Me or something. But it's in Italian. And Christelle's talking to the camera and she's holding her flowers and she's getting emotional. And she says, look, he's very deserved. And then there's a little black screen comes up and the writing says, thank you to everyone helping us get through to 2021. And that actually hit me right in the feels, helping us get through 2021. I'm just like so thankful at that moment and so kind of drained as well from this year. But the last 2 years, completely drained, that everything has just changed in life. And this podcast has helped me a lot. It has. It's helped me a lot. I know I do be tired on a Tuesday, but just knowing that you guys are there enjoying it was great. But obviously we can't forget to notice that Lizzie and Freya went on the epic road trip. And if anyone's on, I don't know if I follow, I might follow Lizzie, but on TikTok, they were doing a live tonight, the two of them together. So I'm liking them too. I think they could have their own spin-off. So they went on a road trip. First, they went punting with Tom. They went swimming with Maggie. They went crazy golf with Chigs. They went sightseeing with Christelle. They went drinking with Rashika in Birmingham. They went to Brighton on the rides with Jurgen. And they played trombone with him and his son. And they had a barbecue at Amanda's. And Giuseppe couldn't make it because he was in Milan. And he has a new job there. And I feel like he might have relocated there. And when he told his dad and mom, his dad was really proud. His mom wasn't surprised. And now his dad and him are writing a book together. And I would certainly read that book. So guys, we're at the final episode of this series. I hope you really enjoyed the recaps. I don't know what my plan is, but I intend to hopefully have a Apprentice UK podcast when that comes back. But I've really enjoyed discussing this with you, and thank you so much. Muchas gracias and Have a great day. Bye.